I don't think consumers differentiate between 85, 95 and 90. People only differentiate between 0 and 100.
At the top, there's only room for one, right?
I believe in India, 80% of celebrity usage in advertising that I see is not thought.
Creating is easy. What to create is a million-dollar question.
Hi. You're listening to Marketing with Vani, in which I speak to marketing gurus. Together, we decode how marketing works in the real world to grow your business. Today, a lot of us discover new brands on Instagram first, rather than through a website. So the question for us marketers is, how much should I invest on Instagram as a channel? Can it build reach? Can it get me new consumers? To answer these questions, I'm speaking to Pavan Sarda, Chief Marketing Officer at Future Brands and a digital marketing guru who has been building iconic brands for more than two decades. I know you're terribly passionate about Instagram, and a lot of the new age entrepreneurs are all building their brands on Instagram. In fact, even as consumers, I find that when I... if I have to look for a brand or if I have to even check a brand out, I first go to the their Instagram page rather than to even their website. So it's almost as though, it's a must-have social media platform, particularly if a brand is targeting a millennial. The question to you is, Pavan, can one look at this social media platform, which is Instagram, also as a vehicle to get reach? Because the common understanding is that Instagram has far fewer users as compared to a YouTube or as compared to a Facebook. Can I get reach via Instagram? Can it be an ROI effective media vehicle in order to acquire new consumers?
That's a great question, Vani. So let me first talk about Instagram and why I love it so much. Right. As you rightly said, a couple of years back, two, 3 years back, you heard of a brand somewhere. The first thing you do is Google and maybe go to the website. I think there's a big shift which is happening in today's context. I see many more people checking out the Instagram page, for example, or Instagram account. Right. I think that's one big shift which is happening. So I personally believe that lots of brands are being created on Instagram. I can give you an example of Sabyasachi. This is my favorite brand. I and the kind of content he creates on Instagram, and I feel that the brand has truly come alive. When I go through his Instagram page and see kind of content, right? And I also feel that that's one brand which literally celebrates diversity. For example, right. In one go, when I go through the content, I go through the feed, I get to know about Sabyasachi so much. I think it's the same thing. I mean, the new age brand today, even if you talk about Epigamia, for example, I think the Deepika Padukone campaign and what they did with it, I personally admired and I loved it, right? Of course, there's a different decode when it comes to Instagram. You need to speak in a certain way. There always has to be a bit of a relatability which you need to create. When you are on Instagram. But I think it's an important tool for marketeers today, right? It's also about giving a certain body language about your brand and making it young, making it youthful, as we all call it, right? Being young is a state of mind and the same thing, right? Whether you are an older brand or a younger brand, I think you need to be part of this state of mind, which I call it Instagram. I think that's one. Number two, off late, Vani, what I'm seeing is that apart from creating great engagement, it does give reach, right? But of course, that can differ from businesses to businesses. So I'm a little careful in terms of saying it. Obviously, I think it's one third of Facebook in today's number point of view, in today's context point of view. But I think that itself is large enough. I think almost 8 crore people in India, active users, that's the number. But I think when it comes to brands like, businesses like fashion, for example, right? They need to be on Instagram. I mean, imagine, I can't imagine any brand re-engaging or feeling young enough to buy if they don't interact with us on Instagram, for example. The other thing which I really see is food, right? I mean, I think there is so much of food celebration which happens, food porn as we call it, right, on Instagram is amazing.
Fully agree with you, Pawan. Fully agree with you. Like you said, you know, if you're a youth brand, you can't not be on Instagram. It almost feels like, and not just not be on Instagram, you have to be at the edge of what Instagram is about. You have to have a really pretty looking grid. You have to have it. You have to have, you know, reels and stories that one would want to look at. And there has to be a lot of activity on it. Without doubt, I mean, one has to be constantly with it in the sense that there has to be a lot of hyperactivity on Instagram for a youth brand. But how does one build reach? Like, if I'm a young entrepreneur, do I, you know, can I rely on Instagram? Suppose I were to get a bunch of young kids, hire a bunch of young kids and do really cool videos, actually even acquire video editing capabilities, have a little studio of my own in my own office. With all of that, if I were to invest in making Instagram as my primary social media vehicle, can I juice the best of it? And can I, on the back of Instagram, can I acquire enough number of consumers in order to land myself the next round of funding? Does Instagram work for building reach, for acquiring new consumers?
When you spoke about, you know, let's say if we use Instagram, how to create organic reach, I think that's number one. The number two is that even if you create a paid reach, is it giving you ROI enough for you to invest? So I think the first part, when it comes to creating organic reach, because I think as far as the current algorithm is concerned, I'm speaking from that point of view. I don't know what happens tomorrow because no one knows that. But from a current algorithm point of view, I think it still has a far better organic reach than any other social media platform. I think that to begin with that. Yeah. And therefore, I personally recommend a lot of moment marketing, to create, which gives you a far higher reach. So I'm going to address this question from my own business, which is an Instagram first business, because, you know, Sorted is all about digital marketing masterclass. So what do we do, right? So we are a extremely Instagram first brand. Not even so much LinkedIn, because, you know, if we are teaching digital marketing masterclass, so the first answer would be that, you know, let's establish ourselves in the world of LinkedIn. Of course, we have done it, but I think we are an Instagram first brand, if I have to describe it, you know. One is, obviously, I think you need to have a lot of conversation and a very, very logical conversation and whatever you stand for. For example, we stand for being absolutely no fap. Right. And our entire conversation is towards that. So we always kind of give you meaningful value in terms of which is absolutely no faff and really coming from a dhanda point of view and how you can increase. So if you look at our feed, we are constantly trying to talk on. I personally feel your phone is good enough to create good content, honestly. And everybody should do that because, you know, when you're a startup brand, I think your passion should come across when you create content. Like you have to literally do it yourself. I mean, I don't see, like, nobody will get your vision, no agency, no one else except you, right? Of course, you'll make mistakes. I don't see there is any problem. I think that's why I love social media because, you know, you can go back and acknowledge your mistake and people will still love you for it, right? Because I always say that relatability is a very, very important and you have to humanize your brand, right? You cannot just be creating a perfect 70mm view. I mean, that's not what social media is. You know, sometimes you'll make mistakes. Sometimes you'll do great things. So that's why people will love you for that because they will believe that you're being true, right? So I think that's why I think you should be creating on your own. I personally feel so. And we have always seen, we literally create everything of our own. Of course, we come from the brand world. So we understand there has to be a tonality, color. There has to be a bit of a, you know, it needs to be seamless in terms of, you know, every, as you rightly said, you know, the grid needs to come from a certain thought. So, of course, we understand that because that's as a profession, that's what we do. But yeah, that keeping that in mind, I think you should just be creating on your own, right? Now, let's come to the paid part, right? Is it good enough? So I can tell you from the businesses which I run at Future Group, I'm seeing a big shift, right? Let's look at, I'm going to give you example of three of our businesses, right? So let's say FBB and let's say all the plus size, you know, brand which we have. So honestly, I mean, you know, in last 6 to 8 months or a year, Vani, I'm seeing that our conversion from Instagram is far better. Because we have also created our ecosystem there. We have created our own consumer. So I think the system, like Facebook system, understands the audience better that, you know, what could be a possible kind of a cohort for this business. And I think it creates reach and conversion accordingly. So I'm seeing the fashion brands are definitely having a far better ROI, as I mentioned, like FBB is an Instagram first brand. That's how you treat it. And so is all, right? But when it comes to Big Bazaar, it is Facebook. It is totally Facebook. And lastly, I also want to tell you, Vani, is that when it comes to investor table discussion, and I know for the fact, some of the beauty brands, you know, when there is a investor-led discussion which happens, they do ask the kind of followership or engagement you have it on Instagram particularly. So, you know, that's how I think this platform is important.
Fantastic. You're absolutely right. Absolutely. In fact, yes, it's almost like it's a table stakes expectation. You can't not be at least trying hard enough on Instagram. Even if you haven't got decent following, you've got to demonstrate that you are trying hard enough there.
So, Vani, I'm going to tell you one more interesting thing today. When I recruit my team members, I go through their Instagram page and I exactly know at what level they are. And believe me, it has always worked for me. So, you know, rather than doing like a two-hour interview, the moment I see a candidate, the first thing I do is just go and browse the Instagram page and see, you know, and that kind of gives you a very clear picture, you know. One needs to be in love with the space, right? I mean, if you're not in love and if you're not putting out the content for your own self, what will you add value to the business is what my take is. I could be wrong or right, but I do check. This is one of the mandatory for me.
I think that's fantastic. It's such a practical way of assessing whether we're recruiting right. You're absolutely right. Fantastic.
I hope you liked my show. And if you did, please do consider subscribing. I also have a YouTube channel by the same name, Marketing by Vani. Please do check that out too. Thank you.
How badly can she screw up one line? Okay. So I did screw up. My YouTube channel is called Marketing with Vani, the same name as this podcast.